And lastly, the respect. Now, this one is something that Eric and I have used over and over in every place we've been. It is a core part of our being, and it doesn't seem to be the core part of some people. Respect. All-Star Global Team, as a team, agree we are part of the Sizzle family. You treat family members, Crossline, other uplines, their teams, whatever. You treat them with respect. Thus, none of the team web pages are ever set up to capture names of people that use our resources. We do not use lead capture software, nor do we attempt to prospect other people's contacts or team. We are all one Sizzle family, working together on a common goal to help one person at a time. This was a very important part of being in the foundational principles for me, because I have had the experience, Christy, where someone was talking to a person that I was talking to, and that person, my prospect, decided to go with that other person in the same family. And I recognized that in my mind, the prospect made the choice. Now, I had no idea whether that other team member had this kind of principle in their heart or not, but I did have my mentor upline person come to me and say, "Susie, how can you not be angry that they took your person?" I said, "They didn't take my person. That person, my prospect, decided to go that way." We've had people that when they've left a company, they've captured everybody's names, and they've gone after, they've destroyed the family. It's almost, to me, Christy, like saying this upline person that left our company, and now they've captured through whatever method they had, and they took the information, and then they're calling and destroying the family of people that were happy together. That is not who we are. We are exactly what this says. We don't capture names. We help anybody, and hats off to Eric for putting together resources, not capture pages. Resources. There's nothing on any of our pages that says Mary Sizzle has been here, or Tom Sizzle, or anybody that's in another team. We don't want that. We want them to treat us the same way, and we want to use our system to go forward, and if our resources help other people, amen. Christy.
Yeah, I think you pretty much said it in a nutshell. You know, we're not out to steal other Sizzle teams, their people. We have our own group that we need to work with and grow, but we are open and willing to share our information and share our hearts, you know, as long as other Sizzle people that want to maybe share time with us on our calls don't come in. And then, I mean, if they come in and then it's opened up and we find that, if, say, for instance, you look at the team support and you see that they're throwing in information into the calls that are distracting and diluting our team members, there will probably be a private conversation with that person saying, you know, you got to go look at our foundation principles if you want to be sharing, you know, what we have to offer. You have to look at team support, and you have to look at what just happened here, because we can't tolerate that. We are a focused team, and we're happy to have you, but you need to follow the path that we're on if you're going to be on calls with us. And, that's it. I think if people aren't getting their training, you know, with their own team and they want to join us, fine. We are not out to steal anyone. There's lots of people out in the world that need help. We don't need to go after other teams.
And if you look at our system, it's just using the basic principles of what Sizzle offers, the Mauer Mission, and we just put the tools together that work. So it is very, very important to constantly refer back to the system.